From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A date and location have been set for President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
Now we know it is indeed Singapore, which to a lot of people makes quite a bit of sense. Both the United States and North Korea, which do not have diplomatic relations with each other, do have embassies in Singapore. It has the type of infrastructure, logistics, and communications to be able to handle high-level talks like this.
President Trump says great things will come out of the summit, and his goal remains to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. is imposing travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats starting today. Ahmad Azhar is with the VOA Urdu service. He spoke about the Pakistan ambassador to the United States and his conversation with him. They discussed all of this.
He confirmed that, yes, indeed, the Pakistan's diplomatic staff is now under travel restrictions, which kind of restrict them from moving beyond a certain limits from the embassy and the consulates. And if they want to proceed beyond that, they're going to have prior a bureaucratic paperwork has to be done and put in so that they can move beyond that point.
VOA's Ahmad Azhar. For many months now, U.S. diplomats in Pakistan have been complaining about travel restrictions there. Report on what happened in October of last year says a U.S. Special Forces mission that resulted in the deaths of 4 American soldiers and 4 Nigerian soldiers was plagued by problems in the chain of command, but was ultimately done. This is VOA News. U.S.